الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماسا وتروه بطانا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders, brothers and dear listeners, in our last Jumu'ah talk, we started the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. And we're trying to learn the lessons from the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam. We're just mentioning the last point of that story, the last part of that story. Where when Musa alayhi salam and Khadir alayhi salam, when they were going on their way, they happened to reach a place where the wall was about to fall. And Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, he straightened that wall, he repaired it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an says that the reason he did it was because there was some treasure beneath that wall which belonged to two orphans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted that treasure to be protected, that no one else should take hold of that treasure. These two orphans, when they reach to their maturity age, they themselves can extract that treasure then. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this arrangement. Now the lesson that we learn from here is, I was mentioning that in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, there is a mention that what was this treasure? What was this treasure? Obviously it was a gold, it was something very valuable. And it mentions that it was a tablet in which there were some points of wisdoms, some nasiha, some advices that was written there by their father. Before he passes away, he had written down some points of wisdom for their children. Now, what was those points of wisdom? So in today's talk, we'll just try and see what has he mentioned in there from where we can derive some lessons. So he writes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The first point after that he writes, Ajaban, he writes, Ajiba liman yu'minu bil qadari fa kayfa yay'asu. That how can someone bring iman on taqdeer and then become despondent? How can someone bring Iman and Taqdeer and then become despondent? What does that mean? See, we all are believers, alhamdulillah. We all believe in Taqdeer. We all believe that everything has been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, yes, we try our hard. We should be working hard for the thing that is best for us. It doesn't mean that we just stay behind and be lazy. You know, we have to work hard for the thing that is best for us. But then, after that hard work, if the things does not go according to my plan, then I need to leave that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there is khair in this. For example, if I'm planning for this thing, and it's not going according to the way I am planning it, and I'm making so much effort, then I need to think that Allah knows what's best for me. Allah knows what's best for me. For example, if a person has applied for a job somewhere, and he's worked very, very hard to get a place there, but at the end he didn't get a place there, then he should think that this is khair for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept goodness in that. So the first thing that he's mentioned there, how can somebody bring Iman and Taqdeer and then he become despondent? That's why, you know, there is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, the ajaban li amr al mu'min, the amazing are the affairs of the believers. And as believers, we'll have two situations, we'll have two conditions. It's either that we're getting blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are getting that ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it. So we're showing gratitude to Allah. And doing shukr is better for the believer. And if any difficulty afflicts him, what does a believer do? A believer bears patience on it. He does sabr on it. And doing sabr is also good for the believer. So whether you're doing shukr of Allah, whether you're doing sabr, having patience on the difficulty that you're going through, in both of these things, you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as believers, obviously we should remember this all the time, that in this dunya, we are not going to get everything what we desire. Because this dunya is not Jannah, this is dunya. In dunya, things will go according to our plans, and there will be some times when it's not going according to the way I am planning it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all the planners. He is the one who will decide what I will get and what I will not get in this dunya. So we should always remember that. Next thing what he mentions is, عَجِبَ لِمَن يُؤْمِنُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبُّ الْمَالِ وَالرِّزْقِ فَكَيْفَ يَشْغَلُ نَفْسَهُ فِي زِيَادَةِ مَن لَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ. Subhanallah. What he says is, that how can somebody bring Iman on Allah, that Allah is the one who is Raziq. See, we all have got Iman, right? Alhamdulillah, we all have Iman, that the one who provides sustenance is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Raziq. He is the one that is providing a sustenance. Then he's saying, then I am shocked at that person who knows that Allah is the Raziq, who agrees to that Allah is my Raziq, He is the one who gives me provision, but still he works so hard for it that he is running behind this rosy and sustenance at the cost of his salah, for example. At the cost of, you know, just leaving behind every other thing, and he's just running behind dunya, running behind wealth, when he knows that he is not going to get more than what Allah has decided for him. Whatever Allah has written it for us, we are going to get that much. Whatever is written for us, we are going to get that much. And whatever is not written for us, we're not going to get that. Yes, we should be working hard. We should not be lazy. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us, we are going to get that much. So we should always remember that. There is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ, that if you were to believe in Allah, if you were to have the tawakkul and reliance on Allah as the way it should be, then Allah will provide you sustenance like how Allah provides to the birds. In other words, they leave morning empty, and when they return full. This is the tawakkul and the reliance that we should also have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He is the one who will be giving me sustenance. You know, there is a saying of Ali radiallahu an, wherein he says, "Inna rizq rizqan." That provision is of two types. Provision, sustenance, rosy, is of two types. Rizqun tatlubu, wa rizqun yatlubuk. That one rosy, one sustenance is what you are seeking. You know, one rosy sustenance is I am seeking for it. I'm looking out for it. And the other type of sustenance is that the rosy sustenance will look for you. Rosy sustenance will look for you. Meaning, if Allah has written it for you, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it for you. So we need to bring Iman on this. And I will just end on one last point. See, you know, these are the reminders that we get in our Jumu'ah talks. And over again we hear it from our elders as well. This is so that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should be working hard on it. We all should be working hard on this. And subhanAllah, this is the ni'mah and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us this opportunity over and over again to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite our shortcomings. Despite our shortcomings, we get this opportunity over and over again so that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one great opportunity is the month of Ramadan that is about to begin. The month of Ramadan, you know, in just next few days, inshaAllah, we are going to start the month of Ramadan. See, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and our pious predecessors, they were, you know, they were waiting for Ramadan. They used to wait for Ramadan. They used to prepare in advance for the month of Ramadan. And they used to make that preparation before the month of Ramadan would even begin. You know, it's an example. Scholars mention, like a clever farmer, you know, a kisan, a farmer. When the rain is about to come, he's not just waiting for the rain. But what he does is, he makes his land ready for the rain. So he'll take out all the stones from the land, he'll pull out the weeds, he'll make sure that the land and the soil is soft, so that when the rain comes, you know, it's beneficial for that land, so that the crops can grow, beautiful flowers and the fruits can grow. He does not do it. Just imagine if the farmer was just, you know, he was just resting and he's saying, you know what, I'll do every of these things when the rain comes down. So when the rain will come down, even if it's a hard, you know, heavy rain, still that would not be beneficial for that land. Why? Because he has not made preparation for it before the rain. In a similar manner, Ramadan is like the rain, the nuraniyat and the blessing that is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have not made our hearts ready for that rain, then we are not going to get the benefit out of it. Our hearts, we need to prepare our heart for that rain that is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rain of the blessing in the month of Ramadan. How can we prepare our heart? We can prepare our heart by, you know, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increasing our recitation of the Qur'an, making sure that we are punctual with our salah, you know, taking out that hatred that we've got for our brothers and sisters, taking out that hatred, making our hearts clean. In that way, we will be preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And then if we do it in that way, inshallah, when Ramadan comes, we'll be able to derive benefit out of that Ramadan and we'll be able to gain that barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends it down. So that's why, you know, every year we see Ramadan comes and goes. Ramadan comes and goes. If my condition is the same after Ramadan as well, then that means I haven't taken the advantage out of Ramadan. I haven't taken the benefit out of Ramadan. And the main reason for that is that we have not prepared for the month of Ramadan. We're not preparing for the month of Ramadan. So, you know, they say that we should prepare it in such a way that it should not be that Ramadan, you know, we just go through the month of Ramadan. We just pass through the month of Ramadan. But it should be that Ramadan passes through us. Meaning Ramadan makes us a right person. Ramadan makes us a correct and a perfect believer. Ramadan, you know, it should be such that we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the Ramadan goes, and we can sense that we have become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to prepare for the month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we look forward for the month of Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the barakah and the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Ameen ya rabbal alameen, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر.